is a Bangium podcast.
Oh man, it feels good to say that.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Brian here. Welcome to another episode of the Embangium podcast. This is the first time you're on here, France.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is. Finally, a real Embangium podcast. It's just an Embang. It was three, and then you complete the eum part.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully, you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. It's been a while
What is this podcast?
What's it about?
Well, that's the real question. We're trying to figure out what this podcast is about. Actually, ever since we started it, almost four years ago.
I think it's almost four. Almost four.
Yeah. It's our podcast. This podcast has been sporadic since inception, but that's okay because it's a nice little snapshot of what's going on in the Embangium fold. We are a bunch of
the Embangium universe.
The Embangium universe.
Podcast.
First,
right?
YCU. Yeah.
The YPU? Podcast universe?
It's like YCU.
Cinematic?
Cinematic creator universe?
I was going to say P.
We're all creators here. Daryl streams. Darian is a music producer. Francis is a video and
photographer,
producer as well here in Calgary. And we're waiting for Daryl to get a job at Linus Tech Tips, right? You're literally in his vicinity.
I was like a 10-minute drive away when I was living with my sister-in-law.
There you go, right?
Like Ellie drives by their office like every day.
Oh, there you go. Gosh. So it's like another thing too is if at any point in time you'd be like, yeah, I just applied for a new job at Linus Tech Tips. That'd be freaking hilarious, dude.
Have you applied yet?
Has there been any openings?
Here, let's see.
I think there's openings right now.
So Linus Tech Tips, if you guys don't know, Linus Tech Tips is a Canadian YouTuber / tech guru of sorts and creates content, which we try to do that as well. We're going to be doing something. We have a lot of stuff that we're going to be creating here soon. Francis has a new podcast that's coming out. Have you named it yet? France?
No. There's many names of it right now.
There's many names. Have you recorded it yet?
Is it Mike in Your Pants?
No.
It's not
my podcast, but I'm helping produce it.
Well, that's good. Then it's your podcast. If you're producing it, it's your podcast. There you go. Darian is what are you working on right now? You have big projects that you're whipping me into doing because we've been slacking off a little bit.
I mean, if anyone's been watching Brian's Republic, I've basically been writing his Fruits Basket videos.
Yeah, so yeah. Whenever I'm talking, it's actually Darian talking to you, you guys.
All right, now talk about Jujutsu Kaisen.
What's that? Genshin Impact?
I haven't watched it yet.
What? You haven't watched it? Oh, man.
No, I haven't.
No,
watch Jujutsu Kaisen because it's basically...
Jujutsu.
It's basically Naruto mixed in with...
Boruto?
With curses.
Is that the one with the children? With the school of children?
No, that's the Promised Neverland. Yeah.
That's the best. Main character's name is Emma. I have to watch that. I have to watch that
Jujutsu.
But yeah, so
the creators of Naruto.
Is it from the creators of Naruto? No, I don't know.
They did.
Is that a web manga?
I don't know if
the Boruto is being taken over by the creator of Naruto. If you guys didn't hear about that. So the
is it original, even good? I heard people said it was
no, the original.
Good.
So
it's really good.
When Boruto got when Boruto first started, he just licensed it to them. They and people made their own story, but he is now taking over either the creation of the manga. So the story is going to be from the original author again.
So is this a This isn't a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood situation, is it?
No, it's like Shippuden. It's like Shippuden almost.
Naruto Shippuden Part 2? Shippuden?
It's because, like, well, I don't know. Because if you watch the first episode of it, you see Baruto as, like,
an older kid.
Yeah, yeah.
With his one eye, and he has his headband, and it's, like, slashed. And he leaves the village at some point.
The era of ninja is over.
Yeah, so it's no longer about ninjas.
Oh, I mean, that's what they said in the first episode. And then they've...
they're just blowing it out of proportion.
It feels like that first episode was irrelevant.
Dell, have you been streaming?
Yes. So I have been streaming. I had a schedule.
Till when?
It was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And it was like Friday and Monday were in the evenings. And then Saturday, Sunday were in the mornings. But since I got a puppy, my mornings are...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got a puppy.
Yeah, I got a puppy. But yeah, so generally Fridays, I play Halo 3 Lasso. And I spend like 3 to 4... Oh, no, I think we've beaten 4 missions or 5 missions now. And it takes 3 or 4 hours per run, per mission, basically.
Lasso is... Legendary.
Yeah, so it's legendary. That's the hardest mode. Difficulty. And then it's all skulls on.
Which means?
So you get, like, skulls, and the skulls will either give you, like, a modifier. Like, when you shoot grunts in the head, they explode, and confetti comes out, and you hear children go, yay! That's one of them. And then the other ones is just, like, no HUD, no reticle, you don't know what weapon you're using, and there's just a shitload of grenades everywhere. Sorry, there's a buttload of grenades everywhere.
You can swear.
Oh, okay. There is a poo-poo ton.
Poo-poo ton. That's pretty cool. And Francis, you've been trying to stream too.
Yeah, I stream every single night.
How many followers do you have now? How come I don't...
I'm on Twitch now.
You're on Twitch
now? You're on Twitch?
Okay. Well,
I have to follow you.
I have to follow you. Also, thanks for not wearing your player.me shirt, because I'm wearing one right now.
You know what? I can't find it.
What is that? What shirt is that?
It's a player.me. That's the...
It was like a gaming social media or something. No.
Oh, that's funny, because this is...
From the Fraga.
One that we got from Fragapalooza. Oh, and Darian got a Discord one.
Oh,
when we went,
you got a Discord one.
I got a Discord one too.
That's because of Gavin.
Okay, so
strings. Wow, how dare you?
Yeah, Gavin, man, he's fantastic. But the reason why he gave it, because I was streaming the whole thing,
I just got it for free because I was.
You were there.
Guilty by association. There. You know what? There was a lot of people when we were at that the Fragapalooza that we went last year. They're like, why isn't Daryl saying hello to me? That's not Daryl.
It was me.
That's Darian. It was so funny.
It's because I had your computer.
Yeah.
Did people come up to you and say, hey man? And then be like, oh, wait.
It was so funny.
Oh, okay.
No.
So this is the thing I want to talk about. We just hit follow on Francis's Twitch. And did you hear about some people complaining?
About what Twitch is doing?
About the affiliate thing? Like go and, buy Monster Cat gold or something like that. And then you get fast-tracked to affiliate.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so the way you become an affiliate, you have to have 3 concurrent watchers on your stream. You stream for more than 8 hours in 1 month. And what was the other one? There's like one more.
I was actually looking at that.
You need 50 followers.
Okay. Oh, you need 50 followers. And you need 50 followers, 3 concurrent viewers, and you need to be streaming more than 8 hours in 1 month.
Yes.
So what Monster Cat Gold did was release it on Twitter that if you go and apply to Monster Cat Gold and you put that, you get your fast track. But And people were like saying like, oh, it's so hard to become an affiliate, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And I'm just like, no, not really. If you really think about it, you can gain your 50 followers plus your 3 concurrent viewers. Once you get your first 50 followers, your 3 concurrent viewers is really easy. You just tell your friends to like log in and watch while you
see it happen randomly.
Just do what I did. I threw on my stream like an hour or so ago.
Yeah.
I played Diablo. And my Diablo's screen took up maybe like 1/5 or 1/6 of my screen.
Yeah.
And then my puppy was the rest of the screen.
It's just puppy.
I got
cam stream.
I got 3 followers.
There you go. That's how it should be, man.
Yeah. And then they let me leech in Diablo 3, so I have gear now.
so you got them to invite you into their game, and while you were leeching, just to have the puppy on their stream. That's so funny. You know what? It's so easy.
Are you exploiting your dog?
Yeah, you got it though. Hey, I'm at 63 followers on Instagram. Freya's how much now?
I don't know, but look, if there's one thing I learned about being a puppy owner, is that for a puppy to be good, you need to manipulate them as much as possible.
Then
they'll think they're good.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, sit, good job. No, you got to be like, lure them so that they look up and then their bums touch the ground and then you treat them. And then you do that over and over again. You just manipulate them over and over again.
For me, it's like Sadie is always running around. And every time I do something, when I go to the kitchen, I say, "Heel!" Like, so I'm training myself, so everything, just wherever she is, she's like, he said something, and then she runs to me, and I'm like, good girl, and I don't have a treat for her, I just pat her on the head, and then, but I do that with the treat sometimes too, so that owning a puppy is, it's pretty fun, I think. Her poops must be huge.
Man,
Are they human size ready?
Oh yeah, oh, 100%.
Frick.
22 pound puppy, and so we got her at the end of October, and then we were filling up like a Safeway plastic bag of her poop, like we picked it up with plastic or like poop bags and then put it in the Safeway plastic bag. We filled that Safeway plastic bag in 2.5 weeks.
Oh my god.
She poops a lot, and when she gets full size, we're gonna be feeding her basically 6 cups of kibble.
Holy crap!
Every meal,
6 cups of kibble every meal.
That's like how heavy does she get?
That's like a popcorn bowl.
So at adult age, a female can range between 90 pounds to 110 pounds.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
How heavy is Emma?
Emma is 75 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Sadie's poops are itty bitty little poops, and it won't get any bigger, apparently. So I'm like, yeah, good choice.
So are you going to get like the pooper scooper?
Maybe.
You don't have to bend down?
Yeah, you don't have to bend down to pick it up. That's my Christmas present to you, pooper scooper.
You know what? I have a pooper scooper. Her name's Emma. My daughter picks up all the poop. It's so good. I'm just like, go. You want a dog? Get the poop. Go get the poop.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Just train Sadie to go in
toilet
cat thing. What's the cat thing?
Okay,
litter box.
Yes.
Have you guys seen that like electronic automatic litter box?
And it cleans itself.
It just like rotates. And it just like
technology,
and
then it
refills the thing afterwards.
You know what? I don't think I can get a cat.
Why not?
I think cats are messier than dogs. I don't know if you guys...
Cats like, smell more than dogs.
Like, they have the fur...
I'm also, like, allergic.
I'm definitely more allergic to cats.
Like, if you want, like, a real good cat, it's, like, $4,000 or $5,000.
Cats' piss also smells really bad.
Yeah, cat pee is crazy, too. It's just...
Yeah, that's why you need all that sand that's like scented or whatever.
I'm a cat person. I love cats, but I know people with cats, and I've seen some people, and they're like mutilated hands, and they're like, "Oh, I was playing with my cat." And I'm like, "What did your cat do to you?"
I got bites and scratches, and
yeah, I got that too. She freaking got me good. Yeah. I was like, I was dangling it, and then she went, yuck, and I'm like, ah! she's hanging off my head. I'm like, ah, let go!
As long as you are going out and like...
She's hanging off my head, God. And I was like, I wasn't fast enough. And I could feel like there was a little bit of, you know, kind of like ligament muscle tear. Like, I could feel it. It was pretty bad. But yeah, so happy COVID, everybody. Are we doing, I don't know, mom and dad has talked to you about Christmas, Darian?
I don't think they've said anything.
Peter Deering says
they're not coming.
Okay.
You guys are probably okay.
Because of the girls.
We're less than 10 people, right? Anyway.
Yeah, we're less than 10 people.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you guys are 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ellie and I aren't there.
Yeah, that's true.
We're 9. We're 8.
What about Lucia?
No, she's not.
But the restrictions is no social gatherings at all. So
for right now,
until December 18th.
They said that,
you guys, like legally, you guys aren't allowed to be over at our house.
But it's not a social gathering. No.
It's not a social gathering.
No, we're just
it's not a social
in
gathering.
The same place where you guys are in childcare. You guys are technically childcare. And your cohort.
I guess. That's true.
We don't have we don't have any cohort but you guys. We don't see anybody else. So just because of mom and dad.
Technically
challenging. So just to give everyone context who's watching right now, we're talking about the Alberta restrictions. What's for COVID? What's the restrictions in BC right now? Is there
anything? I don't think they're as bad as ours, because we're like the worst province in the country.
On Monday they announced a spike of 900.
Oh, you guys are on your way.
We're catching up.
You guys are on your way.
Restrictions out in BC aren't too bad. I think so there's no social gatherings, no indoor gatherings. They're trying to get people that can work from home to stay home. Which doesn't make sense because my work apparently is trying to get people to come in. I'll stay remote.
What's eating in a restaurant restrictions That's like?
In BC, as long as there's like plexiglass.
Okay, that's not as bad. Because ours here, it's kind of weird.
25%, right?
But there's other stipulations to that.
Yeah, like
6 people max, but that 6 people have to be from the same house.
Yeah, or if you're a person in a single house by yourself, you can have up to 3.
Yeah, you can have up to 2 other people that are considered your cohort, close friend.
Your bubble or whatever.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I mean, like today's thing that happened for the update, they had the law minister or the justice minister.
Yes.
Talk first, and he was just like, "I am giving more executive power to like 700 more officers and stuff like that." That it's just like they're trying to scare people right now, scare tactics. And I mean,
I love that Kenny guy. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm gonna say what I hate the saying that I hate the most is.
Me too. I know. I hate that. I hate it so much.
The worst saying.
Daryl, can you try that again? Can you use a pick this time? No! No!
Hey, it is what it is.
You know what? It is what it is. Like, oh my god, sorry.
Use a pick.
Context is we booked time in a studio to record, and apparently a producer came along with that booking, and she kept telling me that the bass didn't sound sharp enough, and I was like, I've played it with my digits the entire time, and you're telling me to play with a pick. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah, didn't make
any
sense.
She's like, okay, it is what it is. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Jesus. Sorry. And we were, how long were we there? A week, right?
We had a whole week.
We had a whole week. I remember working all day.
Yeah.
And then going straight to the studio. And then we were there until like 2 or 3 in the morning. Yeah. Go home.
And then we'd do it again.
Sleep and then do it again all week.
Yeah. Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, everything's set up here, so.
It doesn't help me much.
Do you want to talk about anime in a flash?
Basically, like I said, if you've been watching Brian's Republic, it's the same thing as the Fruits Basket videos. Basically summarizing, analyzing the episode, you know.
So it's not, the good thing is it's not just going to be me.
Yes.
Ooh. I have a host, another host. So it's not just
talking about how Blue's Clues has a Filipino host now, and she's gonna, like, go into it.
And then she's going to talk about the Lola that's in Blue's Clues.
Yeah, because she wait, tried what? His babinka. Yes. France, you don't know that?
You don't know this?
Wait, what the
hell? Yeah, Blue's.
I know the new Steve is Filipino, but
yeah.
I know they freaking brought in.
Yeah, they brought in his Lolas. He made babinka. And then the Lola went, Sarah.
What? Nice.
I didn't realize she did. They're Filipinonizing the Americans, yeah, eh?
Just imagine how pissed, like, conservative Americans are. Jesus.
Like, oh, man. I'm surprised that Dora lasted so long with, you know, teaching other kids how to speak.
Dora was Mexican. Funded by the cartel. That's why it lasted so long.
Really? No.
No, I'm kidding.
There's a lot we have to edit out, don't we? Is it there? No, I'm just joking. Yeah, we'll be doing anime in a flash, and we'll be working on that too. So it's gonna be a pretty busy 2021.
Is it a surprise host?
No.
I mean, like, if you guys want to write something and produce something for anime in a flash, you guys can.
I wanted to ask Darian, how do you go about sort of writing it, and then do you have like a for lack of a better word, like a storyboard when you like?
So I guess it's pretty easy with Fruits Basket because it's very, for the most part, it's very episodic, and every episode is very lesson focused. So it's kind of easy to look at the episode and be like, oh, well, here's the story about why you shouldn't be doing this or else this will happen and such.
Yeah. And they have lessons and they have a moral of a story inside each episode. Actually, two morals sometimes, right? Like, they have two concurrent morals kind of going and they put it into there. So, when we first started it, we were doing like a rundown.
Yeah.
So we would tell what would happen in the story, and then we would try and pick some of
talk about like what was interesting, things that you might want to focus on. But it was very like convoluted in the beginning because we were
just
going off of memory.
Yeah, just feeling it out. So I mean, like, if you guys are, what Anime in a Flash is actually trying to bring light to anime that we think is good that's not getting enough getting enough attention. So
I only want to do anime that is popular because that's all I'm interested in.
You could do, but if you like, we would suggest a 12 episode one, right? 12 episode anime that you can talk to and write each episode about, and that's the first start. Like, doing Fruits Basket 2019 was huge because it's 24 episodes and we tried our best to like try to get to it.
We burned out after like 12.
Yeah, like 13 episodes, and then we just couldn't get through it. And then it was like a year after.
So is there going to be a tomorrow, Promised Neverland?
Yes, there will be.
Yeah.
I like that one. It's getting
a second season already, so.
So good. Another thing is that we want to do is just make sure that we're making content. So if we do something, it's going to have to be episodic. It needs to come out once a week, and play to the YouTube algorithm.
So, for new ones.
Just content in general.
Yeah. Okay, because have you watched any of the webtoons?
No.
Yeah. So like Tower of God is good, and the God of High School.
Noblesse.
I haven't seen Noblesse. I've seen them on there, but Tower of God is like Promised Neverland meets Bleach. and then God of High School is like Naruto. Dragon Ball Z.
Naruto plus Boruto?
Like Kung Fu Hustle plus...
God of High School is like...
It's kind of old
now, isn't it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Well, not one. The anime is new.
Like the anime is new. God of High School... Yeah, the anime is actually extremely well designed. Yeah,
it's a manhwa, right?
Yeah, it's a manhwa. Korean. Yeah, and that's what's cool in Seoul. Yeah, and what's cool about the anime too is it has a Japanese director, but all of the animators are Korean.
I've noticed a lot of Korean names and credits lately.
Yeah.
There's some anime too with Vietnamese names coming in.
Yeah, Filipino names too.
Yeah, there's a lot of Filipino stuff too. So it's gonna be. I think it's going to be fantastic, like the way the manga and Japanese anime is bleeding out into all the other regions. And hopefully we get to see the take of anime and manga from the Philippines. I'd like to see that. Maybe some from Vietnam.
Mexican anime?
What?
What?
Netflix.
No, I haven't.
What's it called?
Yeah.
I think I've seen like a trailer.
I think it's called like Seis Manos.
Oh, I have to see this now.
it's different.
It's
so
Mexican?
It's just different. Like to me, it just looks like the kind of thing those how to draw manga books.
That's funny. Do you remember Frank Darian watched it? He was watching it when he was younger. The French one, the French anime.
Oh,
what was it called?
There's a bunch.
Martin Mystery.
Like Martin Mystery.
Martin Mystery.
Great. That was great.
Totally spies.
That was great. That was Canadian. That was a Canadian anime.
What's the one with the?
There's like this mystical one.
That's no. Quia, you know the one I'm talking about. It's sort of like. Quia, what's that one? No. It was on Cartoon Network late at night. It has this chick with the hair.
The chick with the hair, yeah.
Chick with the hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a man, right?
Yeah, she was a man. You remember?
The guy who was... Where he like goes out at night and he's like a vigilante woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. I know what you're talking about. And she's wearing the tight leather thing.
Yeah, and she has the hair. And it's like,
she has the hair.
Oh. Yeah, the hair.
I remember that. Okay, I have no idea what that is.
What that's called? Oh, it was like Cyber 7 or something.
Cyber 7.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's Cyber 6. It's Cyber 6.
Cyber 6.
What about Batman Beyond?
Oh,
yeah, classic.
I mean, like, what's that other one?
Danny Phantom.
No, that's not. It's good.
It's pretty close.
Wait, no, was it Jason He's Long?
No, was that one there where?
Yeah, that was good.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
That was a good one. I like Jackie Chan Adventures.
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
That's the American anime. Yeah, there you go.
No, that's a Korean anime.
Korean,
but.
American. It's made by Americans.
Korean
outsourced it?
Korean animated.
Korean animated.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's funny.
Oh, Cyber 6 is...
Cyber 6.
Cyber 6 is a... The series first appeared in Spanish.
Yeah, it's a Spanish anime.
Oh, it's a Spanish anime.
It was from Italian comic.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's an Argentinian comic book series.
What? That's funny.
And the cartoon
Yes.
Was directed by a Japanese person.
That's
Cyber Six first ever international anime.
No wonder Cyber Six was awesome. Holy jeez. Yeah, that's basically what we could expect is a hopefully one day anime world with Cyber Sixes in it. It's funny you called it Cyber Seven. You're like off by one number. So have you guys watched any movies? Wait, never mind.
Yeah, I watch movies every day. I just watch them in chunks now because I can't take my eyes off this lovable dog.
What's
the one movies that you watched?
Yeah, what's your COVID movie watch list?
I'm trying to think of what my COVID memory has been garbage, man. I
binged watched what's that thing, the Amazon Prime thing with Nick Frost and Truth Seekers.
Yeah,
that was the one Saturday, and I just played.
Now that you have a dog, you should watch The Pack now on Amazon.
The Pack.
Yeah.
We watched Homeward Bound. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Just think, Kuya.
Wait, I think
Amazing Race with dogs.
Go get it.
Amazing Race with dogs. That's what the pack is. Yeah,
that's funny. Is that like the mush?
Is it reality?
Yeah, it's a reality. Yeah, like elimination.
Oh, okay.
Style show.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, we watched Homeward Bound. We watched the Navigator. See you later, Navigator. You know that. Pee Wee Herman. I didn't realize that was Pee Wee Herman. I was just like, wow, I can't believe that Navigator guy sounds like Pee Wee Herman, because it was Pee Wee Herman before he turned into Pee Wee Herman.
Animation director is a big deal, right?
Yeah. Kind of.
He was
directing
the dude that did Super Cyber Six was Lupin the Third.
Really? No wonder.
Apparently Animaniacs, which also
Animaniacs got returned.
Yeah, Animaniacs is back. Thank you to Gavin for letting me watch on his huge
Plex server.
Shout out to Kieran.
how was you're fresh off the boat? Were you able to get the rest off of him? I have to get the next.
It's probably on there. When I started working with Gavin, I found out very soon that he downloads the internet.
he wants the internet in his hard drives.
I'm pretty sure his server is like 112 terabytes or something like that.
That's funny.
Whoa, holy frick!
That's ridiculous.
You've been on Rewatch, Kuya.
Yeah, day in two.
Yeah,
he's gotten some of the movies that he had from Rewatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how giant his collection is. But
I want to rewatch, but I don't have the money for it.
I bought the Criterion collection for Steve Zissou, Life Aquatic.
Oh.
And Blu-ray. Oh, man.
I love Steve Zissou.
What a good. Oh, and speaking of Blu-rays, do you guys have a PS5?
PS5?
No, do you have a PS5? No.
Who hasn't?
I don't even have my AMD 5900 XT.
I'm waiting for Shoppers Drug Mart to have it in stock so I can use my stupid PC Optimum.
Wait, for
the PlayStation?
Yeah, for the PlayStation.
It's going to be a year.
I have like 320,000 PC Optimum points.
Holy crap.
So like right this weekend, they're doing a redemption days. And so we have 320,000 points or whatever. And they have a redemption days where if you redeem 250, it's $400 off. So if I can get a PlayStation for like $300, that'd be great.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I want a 6900 XT. That's what I want.
My computer is also like my computer is not that old, but it's also old.
How old is your computer?
Right. I have
You have an ICE. You have a 3600, right?
Yeah, I want a 5600.
Yeah. You don't need a 5600. The 3600 works for you, doesn't it? You can do 4K no problem. No, what you should do is sell your shit, go and buy yourself a Mac Mini.
Nah.
I have.
Do you see that? I'm like literally ready to sell something.
Look,
to go and get myself a Mac Mini right now.
I want a MacBook Air. But
yeah, the MacBook Air, I think I would get a MacBook Air over the Mini.
I think Ellie, I'm going to get one too. So
I want a MacBook Air, but Ellie, we want to share a laptop, and she just doesn't want.
She doesn't want a Mac.
She doesn't want a Mac. Oh, you know what? You know what laptop you should get? Is the 7i from Lenovo's.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No.
Just wait for the 7i, M1X 7i. Chips to come out.
7i from Lenovo. It's their game 7i from Legion. Not I.
It looks bulky.
No, it's not bulky. It's so good.
I want a Surface. Like if I'm getting a Windows, I'm getting a Surface.
No, don't get a no. Go buy if you're gonna buy yourself a laptop, buy the Mac. Buy the Apple. Buy the
wait for the 16-inch MacBook Pros to come out with the M1X chips.
I'm not gonna get a MacBook Pro.
Amazing speak. Oh yeah.
You don't even need a MacBook Pro. All you need
no need for a MacBook
Pro. Apple.
I'm just saying, there's not enough ports on the ones now, except for the Mac Mini. If you want ports, get the Mac Mini.
If I want ports, I just have to get more dongles.
Just get a dongle.
Yeah. I'll get dongles for my dongles. Right? That's all I need.
Yeah, I think you can do up to 12 USB ports with two Thunderbolts.
Yeah, but there's
so ridiculous.
There's no GPU support, which is
that's true.
Yeah, but you don't need GPU. Would you?
Yeah,
need...
I just do a network sharing. Steam screen share or whatever.
I just wanna write on it.
Okay, look, it's $1,000 for a MacBook Air.
You have to wait
it's
until
not $1,000 for a MacBook
Air. It's like
$1,600 Canadian or something.
You want at least 16 gig.
I thought it was $1,000.
Like American.
The base American.
It's like $12.
They're telling us that you need 16 gigs. What do you say to them?
I mean, Darian's seen my screenshot sitting at 12. No, what was I sitting at? 24 gigs when I was working.
Yeah.
Here, let's see.
It also depends how.
But the 16 gigs is optimized on
how macOS
the SoC, right?
Yeah. So eight gigs is all you need.
Hell no, man.
Darian says you don't need more than 8 gigs
right now.
With integrated
MacBook Air is $1,100.
Right now, my memory 11, is sitting at 10. I'm sitting at 10 gigs out of 32.
No, wait, what's my memory? I just upgraded to 32.
Yeah, what's my memory?
My memory is going at 8 gigs out of 32.
Yeah, see, you would be 6. Locking 3. Up.
3.
Francis is okay, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a browser open.
I have 13.
I have four
Chrome tabs open.
6 tabs.
Well, I also have like
Twitch, Zoom, Discord.
Yeah, I have Discord.
I'm mining right now too. Fox. Oh, by the way, start mining Bitcoin again, everybody.
Oh my god.
I haven't stopped. I have not stopped mining. I've been mining since.
Quia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what makes me feel sad? And I told this to Ellie.
What's that?
When I was in school, when I was in SATE.
Yeah.
And I was playing, and then I dropped out. And then my good friend, Steve Wadley, was like, Daryl, you should mine Bitcoin. I was like, why? He's like, your computer's not doing anything. You might as well make it do something. I was like, that sounds stupid. How many bitcoins can I get in like an hour? He's like, I don't know. I'm getting like, I don't think he said he's getting, but he's like, you can get like 10 bitcoin an hour. I was like, is that worth like 50 cents? And he was like, yeah, something like that. But you know, if you keep going, you can get to like $50. And I was just like, oh, you want me to mine up like 1,300 bitcoins? This is so stupid.
Yeah, you'd be a millionaire, Daryl.
What is he doing now?
You'd be Steve Wadley.
He's a successful rally car driver.
I don't think he's successful. He's a rally car enthusiast. I don't think I've seen him in the WRC just yet, but I think he's made enough money to be able to have his rally hobby to be able to do rally.
Okay.
So he's using a Lancer or a Lancer rally art or something like that.
All right. This question is for Darian and Francis. How much is one Bitcoin worth?
20,000? 21,000?
No, not yet. No. Are you sure? 17. It's 17,000 right now.
Quia, it's at 22.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah, yes. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Didn't you hear? 22.
Oh, Canadian. You're in Canadian.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, yes, okay. Canadian. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, here, let me switch it to
USD. Sorry, I go with American because I have everything in American.
17, okay, yeah. Okay. So let's just say if I like...
You had 13,000? Hey, Siri, what's 13,000 times 17... So, yeah, 1,300 times 17.
221 million.
Well, you have $221 million?
$250 million.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. So Daryl was saying that he was getting, per hour you'd get 10 Bitcoin. So here's my story. This was 2010, 2011, when I was doing that. I think that I just moved out, got married and everything. There was these ant miners that you could get, and you could mine a Bitcoin, get this, mine like one or two Bitcoin a day. And then I was just like, Rolo, it's only $250. I can get a little ant miner rig and I can cool it with a fan and we would make, spend $250. We can make like one or two Bitcoin a day, just slowly. It's not that much. If I was doing, it was literally, there was no power involved. Those little ASIC miners wasn't even sucking up any energy at all. And you just plugged it into your USB cable from your computer and it would be mining.
I have a story for you.
So
my old boss had something like that. He had a bunch of ant miners, right?
Yeah.
He had a bunch of those. He mined, I think, 30 some Bitcoin or something like that. I think he spent maybe 10 or 15 on more graphics cards, and then he spent 8 or 12, I can't remember how much it costs, on a state-of-the-art hashing machine.
Oh yeah, and a real ASIC miner. Yeah,
he still hasn't received it, but he spent 8 to 12 on it. I think he has 5 or 6 Bitcoin left, but still, it's just like, yeah, and he purchased this when I started there. He purchased it in 2013, and so it's been 7 years. He keeps getting updates, but they're not shipping anything out yet. It's rough.
Oh, the company's still around?
Apparently. Oh, I mean, if you have that much Bitcoin that got sent to you early on, right?
You could still string along people for 7 years. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, 5 years ago, in 2017, Bitcoin is at $1,000, and that was mind-boggling. That was
the highest.
Crazy
high. Yeah, 2017. 2017 was the year it went to 20.
Yeah. So beginning of 2017.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit 1,000, and we were like, "Oh my god!"
And I was mining before then too.
Q-Fence
wasn't able to get a Bitcoin.
Has a 1070.
What's that?
Yeah. Q-Fence has a 1070.
Oh, yeah, you should
have
a
1072.
You could make 50 cents a day.
50 cents a day.
You could make 50 cents a day.
Man, if it goes up to $100,000, Trance. You know, that 15 cents turned to like $70.
I only have $1,000 worth of Bitcoin right now.
That's not bad.
I want more. More Bitcoin.
Just win the lottery.
Can you imagine? No, it's $1,000. So how much is $1,000 if Bitcoin was worth 100 grand?
I don't know. That's a lot of math. I got to do like Mundo. Hey,
how much is monomial? That? Darian's a smart
How much is one?
If I have $1,000 in Bitcoin right now, and it's worth
17.
If it went to 100 grand, how much Bitcoin would I have? 10 grand?
It'll be like 1,000 times 100 grand? It'll be like times
you have
100,
five. No, that's 100 million, isn't it?
What? No.
No, it's times 5.
I only have $1,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Oh, I thought you said 1,000 Bitcoin.
It would be like 5 grand.
That's not too 5x? 10x.
5x. Because it's around 20.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 5X.
Yeah.
So if it's a million, I have $100,000. You guys should be mining. I'm telling you.
You don't... No, I've given up.
Why?
I should have just bought in 2018 when it was 3,600, you know?
Yeah, you should have just bought one.
Yeah, when it crashed in December of 2018, that's when I should have bought. Because if I bought three of them, just imagine.
just imagine all of the what ifs, right?
Yeah. It's like wishing you won the lottery. You think about, I can put away, you know, 8 million, and that 8 million will be able to generate me 60 grand in a year.
No.
More.
Yeah. More. So for $1 million, you can generate $50,000 a year. So you'd be making more money if it's
If you don't touch that, plus do compound interest.
No, you would remove. No, your $1 million would stay the same. You would just pull out 30 grand or 40 grand.
And then you pay tax on that. Right?
You pay taxes.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you save $1 million, you can earn 30,000. Let's say it's 3% on your.
So 30,000 net.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not bad. So get 8 million, you have a pretty decent living.
If you 30 grand? Yeah, exactly. That's
not bad. yeah. What is that? Hindsight is always 20/20. So
yeah, otherwise you can't see.
There we go. It's 2020.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. But I think that's where on that bombshell. What, any other updates for you guys? This is obviously a little bit of
top video game of your 2020.
Warzone.
I was going to say, Francis's Warzone.
Mine was 7DS. Seven Deadly Sins. That was
Gotchas.
Yeah. And that was my top game. But I think this year was also kind of hampered down with Final Fantasy VII Remake, which was a fantastic game as well.
You know what? About Remake, is that... that's not the complete game, right?
No.
No, it's literally the first disc. Yeah.
I see.
Actually, I don't think it gets to the end of the first disc.
No, it's not the first disc. No. It's half of the first disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only Midgard at your...
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but it's so much. There's so much in it. Which is what you would expect from a hashtag open world type of game that you'd be able to run around through. So, yeah. I mean, like it's pretty decent. So that was
mine is Hades. Game.
What's that one?
Hades is a beat 'em up roguelite made by the people that did Transistor and Bastion. So Supergiant Games.
Okay, yeah, Bastion, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It was fantastic.
Oh. Speaking of gaming and all that other stuff as well, we've been doing this whole time. I just finally got a Stream Deck. Yay.
Is yours covered in K-pop idols?
No. Mine has my waifu on it, Jericho from Seven Deadly Sins. Can you see that?
From the WWE?
Just barely. Yeah.
No, she's the waifu.
Oh, sorry. No, that's not WWE. That's Raw. Remember? Because Raw is Jericho.
No, Raw is war. But yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Dan, did you tell Quia about my Gundam idea?
Oh, do you want to share that on the episode?
Let's do it.
No one's going to be watching it this anyway. You're okay. Maybe like two people.
I'll be watching it and Ellie, so Ellie can listen.
What's your Gundam idea?
Just build Gundam and record it. And then make YouTube videos and short TikToks.
We have that old footage.
TikToks.
From the camcorder.
Yeah, Dan told me this old footage and I'm like, what?
We never completed it on on the camera.
Oh, no.
No.
That's so funny.
I have the footage here.
It's right here.
Speaking of puppies, one of my puppies are here. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Did you do that one, Franz?
This is the original one that we got from like Odafest.
Oh, you fixed it.
I don't know how many years ago.
Do you guys remember if that is like a super grade or a master grade?
That's what I was thinking too. I have no idea.
That thing is like high grade. That one.
Oh, it's only high grade.
HG.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a master grade.
No, it was a master grade.
No, it's high grade because it was simple to connect and everything. Like it was super easy. No, there's other ones that are like extremely difficult to actually do. Like this one was, we did it in like a day.
No, but there's different grades on it though. There's like high grade, master grade, perfect grade.
So which one are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Deformed grade.
You know what? I think real grade.
Those are the ones.
I think real grade's the biggest ones. Those are like 160.
One over 60 is perfect grade.
They're 60 feet grade. Tall.
What the Rick? 60 feet tall.
That's the original size of Gundams.
1/60th size. Yeah, it would be more than 60. It would be more than 60 feet.
I think that's a master grade. I think that's a master.
I think it's a master grade too. Like the detail on it is like pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's a master grade.
So you should do it, friends. Are you gonna make your own channel? Or do you want to?
Are you going to
be a separate channel?
Are you going to Twitch like long streams?
He's going to TikTok it.
Oh,
I'm going to try to do all of it. Make it as like a live stream and then record it and then make like a video and then cut up the YouTube video to make shorter TikToks.
And then the TikToks will be the Wallace and Gromit type where you like stop motion.
No, the TikTok is going to be Francis with his Gundams going like this. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. That's one of the stupid TikTok that is.
I'm so far and away from whatever.
I've actually uninstalled TikTok. I actually was on a TikTok for a little bit, and then I was just like,
You were like, why are they always pushing these like girls at me? And you're like, this feels wrong. That's basically. I had TikTok for a day, and I was like.
It's all girls. No, yeah, that's how it is. They know that you're a male. They're going to put it on there for you. You should do it, Francis. That's how it should be. But that's your only job, though.
You have to dedicate.
There's this guy on YouTube right now that like posts videos, and it's like probably 15 minutes long-ish. And then he did this one video, and he said there was over 50 hours of footage.
Yeah.
Condensed into 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the project file.
I'm okay.
Yeah. You know what I think you should
do? How big was the project file?
You should just
stream it and then you take a time-lapse video from that stream.
Yeah, you take the download
And then once it's all put together, you just make a highlight cinematic reel of it, you know?
Yeah, you should do it. You should do it.
All right, so what are you going to start off with, a high grade? You should like upgrade each one. Like start with high grade, then move into master grade, and then end off in perfect grade.
So just go through all the Gundams in each of those.
Choose one of each. Choose a Gundam. Oh, yeah.
I want to do all the Gundams. I want to have like a crazy Gundam collection.
Yeah, just do it. Crazy. You should do it.
If it gets views.
No, don't worry about the views. You just got to do it. What do you think? What do you think, Fruits Basket? What we've been doing? we have a small little following.
Latest episode, we have I think 5 views.
Only 5?
No, I mean I uploaded it today.
Oh, yay!
Not bad.
I have to see it.
Well, there's gonna be new Final Fantasy in the beginning of December, so I'm gonna try my
best
to like.
On your YouTube channel?
Yeah,
dude, your last one blew up.
My last one blew up. What?
Yeah, your last. YouTube.
Did you know mom's cooking video blew up? Mom's Filipino breakfast has 2,000 plus videos views or something like that?
Yeah.
Was it or 4,000, Darian? We're at 15 views on the newest Fruits Basket already.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize my Final Fantasy content got that much views.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you can't.
You don't know. It's
you Bitcoin. Can't look at the video.
It's Bitcoin.
It's pretty much Bitcoin.
Yeah, Francis.
True.
It might look like nothing now.
Get in on it now.
Yeah. If it may only have like 10 views. Who cares? Just keep making content.
You know what I've been watching? I've been watching.
You know, Daryl has the videos, most views right now. What's your channel views? I've
been watching PewDiePie.
I don't know. It's just so entertaining to me.
PewDiePie is hilarious.
It's so funny to me.
I have not watched any PewDiePie.
Oh my! How much have you been watching? Like recently?
I've been watching pretty much every day. The recent ones, like
his ones are like.
The meme ones are great. The
meme reviews are hilarious. Oh, the story where he told us about taking shit in the shower. Oh my god, the funniest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
The guy knows what he's doing though, right? He knows he's entertaining in his camera, and then he gives it to his editors, who are even more entertaining. That makes it just that much more entertaining for people.
Oh, queer! I have double the views.
How many views do you have?
I have 196,000.
Oh, how do I find out again? Advanced mode?
On about?
Where is that?
Go into your channel and then go about.
Like inside my studio or just channel?
No, just in the channel.
Your channel and then go to about?
Yeah, keep uploading those Final Fantasy ones.
Yeah,
Where are you at, Dave?
What was the last one you uploaded? When?
My last one was only, it was 177. And then there was one, the second fight in the new raid was 800 views.
Yeah. Whoa, that's good.
Yeah.
You just got to keep doing it.
I didn't even realize it.
It's Bitcoin,
Daryl.
I mean, do you want to know what my most viewed video is on my channel?
My World Down.
Beck Mongolian.
Yes, you're right.
Beck Mongolian.
It's My World Down. Yes. 36. Let's see.
36,000.
36,340 views.
How many views do you have?
Crazy.
How many views on your channel?
96.
I'm at 107.
Yeah.
I'm trailing. Need more views. All my views are like 2 seconds, though. Oh, nope.
Well, I mean, I'm not even partnered anymore because I don't fall under this stupid criteria.
Oh yeah, yeah. They removed my partnership thing too. So I'm only at 564 subs.
I mean, I'm only at 387.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It just has to slowly but surely. But if you take a look at what's going on though, like all the content that we've been creating. We have an average of around 30 views, Darian. So per video, which is decent.
One of them has 2,000 views. Two of them have 2,000 views.
Did it break 2,000 views?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So yeah. So
hard clickbait.
Yeah, hard click. Yeah, we were doing hard. We were doing hard clickbait fruits basket stuff. It was pretty funny. Like,
Goru wants to sleep with a goldfish.
Yeah, pretty much. You want to listen to it? The one is like, first love, ? That's the thumbnail. And it says, Haru loves Yuki, ? The other one is...
That's what he said in the episode. So.
France, you should... I say go for it. Do the Twitch stream and then do the time lapse. Put it on YouTube. And then you should flip-flop. You should do Gundam... And then do the cars, like the model cars, where you like do all the insides, and then you pivot and you go into Lego and you do like the Lego stuff.
Yeah, I was actually thinking between Lego and
Lego's expensive.
And Gundam.
Lego is expensive, but Lego is more popular than
Gundam.
100%.
Oh yeah.
There's a bit more demographic of people that like Lego than there is people.
Yeah,
that
kids like and Gundam. Adults, and then Gundams is weebs.
Darian, how did this thing get 2,100 views?
What is the Soma family curse?
Yeah,
because people want to know. Oh,
because people want to know.
It's because people want to know, and then
we don't have an answer.
And I didn't even have the answer. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Can you do like some cooking things with mom? Like have her make all the Filipino dishes that she knows.
Oh, so that's so that's another like thing that I was thinking of doing, Darian.
Because I want that. I really want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will
even if she speaks Tagalog, document. we'll do a collab and we'll all translate it. Even if she talks in Tagalog. Because, like, the Filipino channels that I watch, I'm like, oh, we don't do that. It's a different, like, they do it from...
Because they're from a different... Because they're a different part of the Philippines.
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing for Laos. Like, and then I was mom's telling
part,
Ellie.
Mom's is not even from her part of the Philippines. Mom's part is...
It's Canada.
It's just Canadian.
Yeah, it's what they found. That's the only thing that she could find here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So like, ours is different.
How to cook Filipino food... Living in Canada. Boom. Do you find yourself living in the backwoods of Saskatchewan, but you're craving arroz caldo?
That's my most viewed video.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it.
You know how many views that thing has?
Yeah, 22,000.
22,000. How to cook arroz caldo.
22,000 people went like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
But I think that would be really cool. Like, because mom could even do siopao and...
Hopia.
Oh, yeah. And you know, that takes so much effort.
Bibingka. Oh, I know. But
Bibingka. Is she going to be on Blue's Clues?
Yeah. Okay, so I looked it up. Do you know what they do when Lola comes?
Mano.
Do they bless? Do they bless?
Yeah.
They bless Amano.
They
Amano.
Do. Yeah, man. Both Blue
to all and the
host. Wait, the dog too.
The dog Mano's as well. Yeah. So Mano awesome. Or blessing is basically you take the elder's hand and then you put their back part of their hand, their right hand, onto your forehead like that. Yeah, like that. So you go manopo, and you go like,
yeah.
Like
so that. He calls her Lola. He serves her babinka, and she goes masarap.
That's it. That's the whole episode.
That's it. That's the entire episode.
So we should do that. We should have, since we have Sadie here, we'll pay.
How much does it cost to make an episode of Blue's Clues?
Oh. So, I
wait,
bet
is this
you,
an actual question? You it, know the
it,
answer?
It costs. I bet you it costs over $200,000, maybe even more. One episode of Blue's Clues.
Are we talking about, like, including labor?
Labor and everything. Lighting, green screen, animation, the talent, the script writing. Yeah.
How much it costs to produce.
So I was watching, because I want to create more and more content now, as we've gotten new cameras and all that stuff. So here's the thing. Lunette the Clown, okay? Remember Big Comfy Couch, Daryl?
Uh-huh.
First season, how much did one episode cost to make the Big Comfy Couch? Don't look it up. Think about in your brain.
I have no idea.
This is 1993. How much do you think the Big Comfy Couch, one episode for public television cost?
Well, I looked up how
Canadian
much...
dollars.
I looked up how much South Park cost. And it's $1 million an episode.
Okay, so we're talking about kids'
1993 kids' television. I would say if Friends in the mid-90s was pulling in $1 million an episode.
But they weren't, but they're not Friends. It wasn't that popular.
Yeah. I would say a quarter, 250.
Yeah, you're close. $100,000 per episode.
$100,000?
13 episode run, $1.3 million Canadian. So it was in Canadian funds that they made it. It was underneath a
and how much profit did they made?
What's that?
What was their profit?
Maybe billions now because it
really they're not on any streaming platform.
Yeah, they are. Big Comfy Couch is all on Netflix.
What?
Yeah. Big Comfy Couch is on Netflix. If you guys go see it right now, you can find it there.
How about Mr. Dress Up? How
much eight seasons worth of Big Comfy Couch, and
I don't see it on Netflix. At least not Netflix Canada.
Netflix Canada. It's on Netflix in the States, I think.
I see Magic School Bus.
It's in syndication. 100 episodes that they made. So the last season that they made with Lunette the Clown, but not the original actress, was like 32 episodes or something like that, just to get them into the 100-episode mark to get them to syndication in the States. So they made millions and millions and millions of dollars on top of
billions,
that. Billions.
Creed Harrelson
and billions.
Just YouTube it.
Billions and billions.
There's a 3-minute compilation video of Trump just saying billions and billions.
I can't believe that guy. Like,
That happened in 2020.
That is something that happened in 2020, man.
So, okay, who thought that he was going to win?
I honestly thought he was going to win.
No, I couldn't.
I couldn't.
I thought he was going
to
win.
I didn't want him to win.
No, I didn't want him to win either. Except yeah. I thought that he would win.
I thought he was going to win.
It's the same thing like in 2016.
Like you wanted
like,
him.
Like everyone.
In my head, I was like, if it only was Bernie Sanders, if Bernie Sanders was the Democratic whatever person.
There's no way he's not charismatic enough.
He's not charismatic enough.
Yeah. Why do you think Trump won?
Trump won because
Have you watched Bernie like freak out?
Yeah, Trump, that's the thing. People Trump, don't yes. want a crazy uncle reason, with crazy hair.
The reason
they
why
want,
Trump
they want
won
the racist uncle
is because people don't understand technology. It's crazy and hair. They were like, oh my God, Hillary Clinton's emails were on Gmail. And I was like, what? No, that is nothing. What?
The emails?
No, yeah, there was it was more that's it was more
say, you can't trust Hillary because of the email.
No,
like,
okay, the reason
tell me
why
about it.
I've always stood by this one. The reason why Hillary lost the 2016 election is because
half America is stupid.
Because she didn't pander to the largest population of the United States. What is it?
No, it was the Russians.
Yeah, no. Young white middle class blue collar males.
No man, the Russians.
She lost when she lost Ohio. That's when she lost the whole election.
Also,
right?
The electoral colleges.
And the electoral college is fucked. So
fucking first past the post.
And maybe you can even say that's what happened. The electoral college is fucked. But guess what? Biden won this time. So.
Not according to Trump.
Wait, yeah.
No, he's the president. But here's the thing. Here's a scary thought. People were saying that Trump will actually run for president 4 years later.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get a second term for Donald Trump, and you know what?
He's not dead yet.
He's gonna be alive and well, my dude. And
Trump
the real
Jr.
question is, did he really get coronavirus? Did he really? No, he didn't. He used that to get sympathy.
God.
At the end of the day, we hope that that the states don't become... what's that movie? What's the movie, Daryl?
Idiocracy?
No. Idiocracy is already happening. No. No. Mm-hmm. What's happening in the states? The Purge. We're just that much closer to The Purge. You guys ever watch The Purge?
I love The Purge, man.
It's such a great movie. But
the original one with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, the original one. The first one. Not all the other ones.
It's great.
Like, I just think it's stupid that... that we lived through this whole time. You know what? I actually halfway through the pandemic, I was telling people, and it was just like, well, you think this is bad? Can you imagine your grandparents or great-grandparents or whatever who lived through the war? Who lived through two wars? Like, imagine those
people.
And a plague? and two wars? Like, who... Like, during...
Yeah, and they didn't have the technology to keep them company at all.
Yeah, they had...
They had to talk to each other.
They had marbles. They had to, you know what I mean?
Like, honestly, even if this pandemic hit like 20 years ago, it'd have been completely different.
If this pandemic hit 20 years ago, it would have been done in 6 months.
Because people are smarter.
I bet you any money. No, because
the transfer of information is segregated.
The quality of information and the fake news.
I don't know, Kuya. You say that, but hear me out. the entire world knew to blow on a cartridge and nobody had communication with each other.
That's true.
True.
So what do you think, Fred? Do you think that we would be, you'd have this many deaths in the States if it was 20 years ago?
I think we'd have more, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
Healthcare system isn't as...
But there's
as,
too many people who have so much trust in the...
There was also less people 20 years ago.
This is true.
Can I go?
Yes, okay, and we're almost done. Okay.
It's almost midnight, and I'm
going
to go to bed.
It's not midnight. It's 9:30.
Okay, sounds like mom.
We'll wrap up. We'll wrap
up. You should go to sleep. It's almost midnight.
She looks like mom.
She
does look like mom. Look at her.
I remember looking at her and then seeing like a picture of mom when she was younger.
Yeah.
Like,
it's mom. It's little Lisa over there.
Did she tell you what happened on Monday?
What's that? What happened on Monday, Zoe?
What happened on Monday?
What happened on Monday? Did something happen at school?
What happened after school?
What happened after school? What happened after school when you finished school? Come here. We have an interview.
I'm laughing because something happened that
was
funny.
What happened on Monday?
Did you poop your pants?
No,
of course not.
So, who picked you up on Monday? When did they pick you up?
Very late.
What? Say it again.
Very late.
He was very late? Why was he very late?
He slept in his alarm clock.
So what happened, Fritz?
I set like 3 alarms. And the last alarm was an hour before I had to pick up Zoe. So I'm like, okay, I'm awake now. And then I guess I just fell asleep again. And then I woke up and it was like 11:30 or 11:40. I was like,
you're 10 minutes, 15 minutes late.
All right. I guess our alarm clock is going off right now in the corner there.
Oh. Yeah. All right, I know Daryl's got to get going. Okay, Zoe, I'll be upstairs. We're going to wrap up right now.
Popcorn.
We'll wrap. Go. Go.
Bye.
Bye. I'll be right back. I'll be right there. Thank you. My kid. Where were we? I think the pandemic would have been different because there was still a lot of trust in the administration, media and administration. In all honesty, remember SARS, swine flu, all those things that were happening. How long was that? Those were pandemics.
But the type of virus compared to those are a little bit different.
Yeah, SARS was a lot worse though.
It was if you contracted it.
Yeah, if you contracted it, it was a very bad time for everybody.
Yeah.
If you had it.
Oh my God. Do you want to know how many people contracted SARS in 2003?
How many?
Guess.
20 years ago.
Guess.
It was like 6,000 or something.
It's 8,000 people. And of that, 774 died.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So do you see
10%.
That? So people heard the government and then they said, you have all this stuff. They clamped down on it and it didn't go farther than that 8,000 people. Now, at the beginning of this year, when they knew that the virus was happening, it's just the flu. Whatever. Guess what? 250,000 Americans are dead. Right? Almost
10,000 died yesterday?
10,000 Canadians are dead.
Well, man, the biggest thing that is just like mind-boggling to me is if you take COVID out of it and you insert a different cause of death, okay? If I were to tell you we are going to have, I want to say 3 because back then it was like 1,000 a day dying and that was insane to me because I was like, imagine three Boeing, like 747s, crashing into the ground on a daily basis.
Yeah.
People would stop flying, period. Like, oh, yeah. Until they figure out what's going on.
But think about it. But those 737s were grounded because of those three crashes, remember?
Yeah, I know.
And they saved so many people.
10,000 people. Yep. How many people died 9/11?
Yeah.
3,000?
3,000.
3,000 people in 9/11. Mm-hmm. It's three 9/11s every single day.
So the conspiracy theorists are actually saying a few things. They're saying, oh, yeah, but the flu kills that many people every year. No.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Maybe 20 to 60,000 people die a year. We're at 250,000.
In the States.
In the States. Well, in North America. You cannot
There's a flu vaccine too. So if we didn't have that, there'd be more deaths.
Here's another thing that people forget. At the beginning of this year, when March and all of that stuff happened, they were running out of space in the morgues in Italy and Spain and Portugal.
And it's going to happen again.
In the beginning of the year, not beginning of the year, but March, April, May, they were making mass graves in New York for the prison population who contracted the virus. Just think about that. There's just no way if you're saying that. And it's just like the way the Trump is kind of pushing that voter fraud thing. It's a conspiracy and how they did it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it has happened. I bet you any money, and I was telling Darian this before, was that when the pandemic started to happen at the beginning of the year, there was probably an envelope or a binder or a folder that all the governments went to and opened up and said 1920 Spanish flu. How many people died in the Spanish flu?
2 million? More,
40 million?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. Not 2 million, more than
30 million or something?
Yeah. It was,
and
like,
that was in the course of a three-year period?
Over a three-year period. And
it's been 11 months.
So here's so it's been 11 months and we're at how many, a million people, right? Dead? Something like that? 1.1 million or something?
A little over a million, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, people who are saying that this is a conspiracy theory, they've just got to give their heads a shake. There's people who don't believe it, and I've had to mute them on Facebook, guys. I don't usually do that. Uh-huh. I actually want to hear the other side. Like I was telling Mom, during the election, if you want the right news, you should be watching Fox News. Because if Fox News is saying that Joe Biden is winning, it probably means it's correct.
He's winning.
It's probably because he's winning, right? Oh, I think, Francis, I think your camera died.
Oh, it definitely did die.
Okay. Oh,
I guess that's the signal.
That's the signal. All right. That's going to be the episode for this week. What, every 2 weeks? Every fortnight. We'll do it 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, boys. What do you think?
What's 2 weeks from now? December 11th?
December 11th?
Are we going to have a Christmas podcast? We're not going anywhere anyway, right?
Christmas podcast. Then we'll have the New Year's podcast after that.
No, that's a week. That's not how Fortnite's work.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks is from the 11th is what? 11th is is Christmas.
Yeah, and then you said we're going to have a New Year's podcast, which is not a
Fortnite. The New Year's podcast. Okay, sorry. A week now. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. This is where we're going to end the episode for today. We're going to try to do this every fortnight, hopefully, cross your fingers. I'm going to try to do more of this with the Imbangium Brothers. Yeah.
Watch out for all... You want to go with Imbang Bros? Is that too...
No.
No. I don't think so. You can catch us. Oh, you can find this episode. It'll probably be found on YouTube.com also on. There's no more Google Play Music, is there? It's just Google Podcasts.
YouTube Music.
Is it called YouTube Music now?
Yeah.
Are we on Spotify? The same.
We are on Spotify as well.
Sweet. We compete with Joe Rogan. We got this.
We're on Spotify and all of that fun stuff. But I think I'm going to polish everything up too, trying to end this thing properly next time. But this is where we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. You can check me out on Brian's Republic on YouTube, Twitch, and anywhere you have a social media.
Even TikTok, apparently.
Not anymore. Daryl, Darian, Francis, where can they find you guys?
Twitch.tv/Daryl, YouTube.com/Daryl, everything else, Daryl.
Same, but Diane is DZ.
Same, except Supreme 4 K4I.
Supremic.
Supremic
4I. K4I.
Supremic 4I.
Cool.
Supreme.
All right. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you in the next one. Again, my name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I am Francois.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of
The Podcast.
That's the delay.
All together. Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa.
There you go.
All right.
Leviosa.
Not Leviosa.
Honestly.